This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Hey everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson show. If you are like me, you may be wondering this. You may be wondering, how can we be in control and yet the game still seems to be fixed? Kevin Jackson show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We won. And you know what we find ourselves doing? We're chasing our tail. We're on the defensive. Now, President Trump and the House, they've decided to do something that puts us back on the offensive. But I've been talking at length about what you don't want to be in business. Oh, yeah, America's a business. You guys didn't realize that. We went from being a third world armpit under Obama back to being a business. The largest business in the world per capita. You're the most productive. And that business, now, if you're smart, you want your business, as an executive, you want to be in control. You don't want the business reacting. What is our competition going to do? What type of product are they going to come out with next year? You know, whatever. You want your competition going, I don't know what these guys are going to do. Think of it as Apple. A lot of the phone companies, Samsung and I don't even know who's left, is Nokia, no Motorola, whoever. BlackBerry. These are people that react to Apple. Apple's like, you know what? I think we ought to put a flying car in the phone next year. And then somebody goes, all right, if Steve Jobs was alive, that's what we'd be doing. So they go do it. Next thing you know, you're holding your phone up, you know, flying like you're in a helicopter. That's just the way it works. You keep your competition guessing. What else can they do? Holy cow. And it's been innovative. And Apple has enjoyed much success. Well, the United States hasn't. Because we weren't run like a business. We were run like a third world dictatorship. And Obama didn't care about you. And now, we are in control. We now are running this corporation, this country as a corporation, as a well-oiled machine, as a business. And you know what we're doing? We've got the left telling us, well, you better look out for the Russians, and we're going to be subpoenaing people, and we're going to be doing this. We should be subpoenaing half of Congress. Half of Obama's previous administration should be waiting in jails all over the country. What are we waiting for? You got, oh, Kevin, it's a bit of hyperbole. I'm not giving you hyperbole. Do I need to? Should Lois Lerner be in prison? Should Kathleen Sebelius, should all the people who got money kickbacks on green energy or had anything to do with that be in prison? What about Susan Rice? What about Hillary Clinton? What about half the Clinton staff and the Clinton family, Bill and Chelsea? Shouldn't we be investigating the death of Seth Rich and a host of other people killed by the Clintons? What about Debbie Wasserman Schultz? What about Donna Brazile? What about Terry McAuliffe? Do I really need to list all these clowns that need to be in jail? Who was Eric Holder, right? Shouldn't he be in prison somewhere? Mr. Fast and Furious? Oh, my goodness. Do we need to talk about Loretta Lynch and half the FBI? Anybody who was on the investigation, 150 people on the investigation for Hillary Clinton, should be either fired or in jail. And that includes Comey. And the list goes on, folks. People, nameless, faceless people we don't even know. The list goes on. Who are we? Did we win? Somebody remind me. Because I think we won. And I'm wondering, when do we start behaving like winners? Because right now we're acting like losers. You drive the agenda. You make them chase you. The minute they kept this, this is where I have to give Trump some fault. If they kept the Russian thing going, immediately I would say, we're going to start, I don't know how you do it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a policy wonk. I don't know how legislative procedure. But what he's doing now, by forcing Sessions to start taking a look at these people, you know, get it done. So we'll talk more about that in a second. They found one of the White House leakers. Scaramucci. Can you do the Fandango? And he promised that was going to be his job one, is getting rid of these leakers. And I believe a lot of the things that they've been doing going forward have been to uncover the leakers. And they've done it. Suspected leaker Michael Short's been terminated from the White House Communications Office. Short, who is an ally of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and now former Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who resigned last week, was terminated by the White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. This was reported in Politico. Newly appointed White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci said on Tuesday that he plans to dismiss Assistant Press Secretary Michael Short. It would be Scaramucci's first step towards shaking up the communication shop, is what Politico writes, which has been dominated by former RNC staffers loyal to the White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, a former RNC chairman. So let me tell you about loyalty in that respect. I get Reince Priebus wants to bring his people. Remember Katie Walsh? I told you I rode back on a plane with her by accident. Big mouth. Biggest mouth in D.C. Biggest leaker on the planet. Now we get Short. He's another one. So by the time this is all said and done, I don't know who all are going to be the, you know, the people there, but you can bet Reince Priebus has to be on that list. If you bring a bunch of snakes over into the White House that's trying to get rid of these swamp creatures, shame on you, Reince Priebus. Here's what Priebus was known for, just so you guys are clear. This guy is no genius in politics. Why he was made chief of staff was to help Trump do the transition and get the Republicans on board. He is a prolific fundraiser. That's what Priebus was. Michael Steele couldn't raise money to save his life. He left the RNC practically broke. All right? But when Reince Priebus came on board, and for the record, I liked him as RNC chairman, just to a point. I don't think he did enough in the long run. He didn't work with people like me that could have helped him really shore up the black vote. But in terms of fundraising and keeping the Republicans on point and what have you, I think he was adequate. Was he the best? No. But he was adequate. But he brought snakes. What he should have done was have enough of a transition team to say, look, we're going to help this guy make it through, but I'm going to get new blood. Do what Trump did. Bring in people that have expertise, not government bureaucrats. And that's what he did, and that's what Katie Walsh is. Anyway, we got lots to talk about today, folks. Seriously, back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I am the author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. And people always think when they're race pimping, it's black this or whatever. Let me tell you something. That book is funny, and it's written about all the ways that you get pimped. And yes, race is a part of it, but you could talk about gender pimping. You could talk about whatever, poor pimping. It covers everything, I promise you. And it showcases leftism at its finest, because that's what they do. I hate to put it this way, but you're all prostitutes and they're all pimps, you know, trying to get a little bit of money. They're extorting money. And the only thing that you have to ask yourself is, are you being extorted in fractional pennies, dollars, or thousands of dollars? That's really it. Everybody's looking to get a little piece of you. And I'll use an example. So somebody, you know, like on a crackhead may walk by your house. This happened to me, and steal the sprinkler head off your faucet. You know, okay. So I lost a $3 item. I don't know what it cost. $5, $3, $2. But he nickeled and dimed me, right? Now I'll give you another example. The city, you have to move your cars for the street sweepers. in my city, and they have it opposite, like every second Monday for one side of the street and every second Tuesday for the other side of the street. And if you forget, they will come along and give you a ticket on your car for, I think it's $10 if you pay it right away, so that the street sweeper can sweep in front of your place. Now, I clean in front of my place. I don't need a street sweeper to come in front of my house because I keep the crap out from in front of my house. So I'm out there working to keep the crap out from in front of my house, and if I forget to move my cars on the day that the street sweepers are coming by, I'm going to get a ticket, which I've gotten them practically every month for since I've been here, for $10 each car. So $20 a month, the city's getting me. Now, I put it in my calendar to go, remember to move the cars on that day. But I'm out of town, or something happens, or I forget, or I have to run an errand. So one of the cars, you come back, one of the cars has gotten a ticket. It's always something. So they nickel and dime you. Or it could be Obamacare, where I have been hit for thousands of dollars over the period that Obamacare has been in place. But at every level, you can bet there is a leftist just getting you little by little, nickel and diming you or thousands of dollars in you, and you got nothing to say. That's all they do. And by the way, they strategize to do it. It isn't like they're content. Do you think there's a number that you could get to that leftists would go, all right, look, we've taken it up. Let's leave them alone. Let's leave them alone. Come on now. And everybody goes, you know what? Y'all are right. Let's give something back. No, that number doesn't exist. Here's what I will promise you. If you gave 100% of your money to the government would figure out a way to get more. It would have you on a hustle. It would have you figuring something out. You'd be selling plasma. I gave all of it to them, but now they want something else. You would have to be donating your hair. If you're like me, you're in big trouble. But you'd have to figure out something, the clipping your nails and giving them the keratin. I don't know what you'd have to do, but they would figure out a way to get more out of you, because that's what leftists do. That's what they do. They take care of themselves. They don't care about you. The ruse is they care about, we care about your kids. It's for your children. Don't even get me started. See, y'all about to rile me up. I see you out there going, preach. You got that look in your eye. Kevin, you better preach. No, see, y'all are getting me riled up. See, I'm about to get into education. I'm about to get into your public safety. If you believe in your heart of hearts that an open door immigration policy, a refugee resettlement policy is all good for you, congratulations. See, that's bonehead leftist thinking. There is no way that's good for you. There's no way to logically rationalize it's good for you. Unless people coming over here culturally understand what you're about. You're civilized. America used to be civilized. Not anymore. I had a guy call in. His name is Conrad. I'm going to play a message he left for me here later. And we talk about this. I'll give you a good example. This is going to rile some people up. The black culture's not civilized. We used to be. And the left uncivilized us. We were the most civil people in the country. Black people, Kevin, you want us to be slaves again. No, I want us to be civilized. I want us to move into the modern era with the way that we comported ourselves back in the day. When we cared, when we gave a crap. We have nothing but thug culture. And it's the Democrats allowed. They want it. Speaking of which, two Democrat judges got removed from office because they were case fixing. One unethical judge intervened in cases, and this is according to the Pennsylvania Court of Judicial Discipline. The other was guilty of 7 violations of judicial ethics rules, including bringing the court into disrepute. And you're not hearing about this on the national news. Why? Because these are Democrats. When you talk about big city and you talk about judges, just think Democrat. The Pennsylvania Court of Judicial Discipline ruled that the municipal court judge Dawn Siegel and Common Pleas Court Judge Angelis Rocha be removed from office for their involvement in separate case-fixing schemes.
Lawyers for both judges says they're going to appeal. But here's in October, the disciplinary court found that Rocha had unethically intervened in a tax case involving her son by calling then municipal court judge Joseph Waters Jr., who reached out to Siegel, who then reversed herself and issued a ruling favorable to Rocha's son. Now, just so we're clear, this is not white privilege going on here, folks. This is two Latinas reaching out to a brother to fix a case for the son of one of the Latinas. But let me tell you, white privilege. There is, you want to believe that ruse, believe it. Go to the city and be white and watch what happens to you. Go watch how you get treated at the DMV and at the IRS when you're dealing with the minorities. And look, I'm not trying to racialize. I'm just telling you the way it is. There's no such thing. The privilege is leftist privilege. That's what the privilege is. And we've allowed it. We've allowed these people to just run roughshod over us. Do what you want. We don't care. Beat me some more, please. It's ridiculous. So, you don't hear about cases like this. By the way, all kinds of malfeasance. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You remember we played her clip? She's calling in trying to disguise a voice. Hey, we need to know what's going on with Debbie Wasserman Schultz's case. Interfering with a criminal investigation of the DNC. And she's trying to figure out where the status of the case is. And Sessions can't figure out what to do, which way is up. Go get these fools. They're the criminals. They're the people that have been effectively taking advantage of all of America for decades.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. That's how you reach us by phone, kjradio.com. You're winning, and here's something to prove it. The Democrats have come out with a new message. You have heard me ridiculing it, lampooning it, harpooning it. It is a fat baby seal, and I've just made myself some boots, okay? It is worthless. And it's one thing to hear conservatives say, and you say, well, Kevin, you're biased. I'm not biased. I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. I vote Republican. I support the party that freed my peoples. But other than that, I don't care about the Republicans. I am a pragmatist. Whoever protects my family, my friends, my money, and the future of America and promotes the thing that I take pride in, the fact that America is this amazing country, you get my vote. And if it happened that it was a Democrat, congratulations. If that Democrat, again, if they want to put a label on it, I don't really care. What I care is what your actions are, how you play politics. We have a Democrat here in Missouri. His name is Charlie Dooley. Used to be the county commissioner or something. Anyway, Charlie was a Republican. And when I pulled him aside and I said, you know what, Charlie? I said, I'm listening to you tell people stuff, dude, and I sense that you're a Republican. And he said to me, well, he goes, the only way you're going to win in this area is you got to put a D behind your name. That's what I'll tell you. And I knew right then and there, he was saying, I'm just playing their game. But the only thing I'll tell you is when it came to some sort of shenanigans, he became a typical politician. But he was undoubtedly a conservative, a Republican, but he played the game with the Democrats, and therefore he ended up sort of getting himself in a pickle. Now, that's not to even say the Republicans don't get themselves in a pickle, but he was a Republican. So I cared about his actions. I heard him talk to black folks and say, look, if you're expecting me to get you work because you're black, you're talking to the wrong guy. If you're expecting me to get you a seat at the table because you're black, I'm the right guy. I will put you in front of the people to get your product or service sold. But I'm not going to, you know, unlevel the playing field or let you do substandard stuff that reflects on me. I heard him say that with his own mouth. I was like, whoa. And I mean, black people are like, okay, now what you going to get for us? And he was like, I'm going to get you a seat at the table. I'm going to get you a shot. And that's it. And I thought, wow. I mean, I was blown away. And that was when I was like, I like this guy. I didn't vote for him because I didn't need to. You know, it was a city election, and you know, but a friend of mine invited me to go meet him. Anyway, here's my point. The Democrats have been, and for the record, everything that the Democrats are going through with this new messaging and throwing Hillary under the bus and, you know, quite frankly, not even paying attention to Barack Obama, everything they're going through has been 4, 5, 6 decades leading up to right where we are at this moment. Everything, particularly in the last 3 decades, and it got put on steroids in the last decade. All of it, easily predictable. No matter how you look at what they've done, like, for example, they've trained all these kids to come out to be social justice warriors, they call them SJWs. Trust me about what I tell you. These kids are now poised to turn on their masters. They've been training wolves, and they think they're dogs, but they're wild animals, and these kids are turning on their masters because there's too many conflicts in their brain. See, the beauty of conservatism is you don't have conflicts. The only conflict you have, let's be honest here, pay attention, conservatives, the only conflict you have is when you want to buck the system, when you don't want to follow your own rules. That's when you have a conflict. You ever, like, oh, you know what? I know this guy doesn't really deserve it, but I'm going to help. I'll give you a good example. I got a lady, she's a total leftist. I said, hey, we need to do some tuck pointing on my house. You know anybody? I know a guy, he does a lot of work for me, blah, blah, blah. I hire this guy for $1,100. The job, I paid him, I think, $550 in advance. So I give him half the money. He's excited. He's got his stuff. He comes over. He's working. And I didn't see him for a couple days. This job, you know, should have been done in a couple weeks. And he had some different stuff, different fits and starts. I'm cool. I work from home. You can come anytime you want. So, he didn't show up. So he shows up a couple days later, and he says, he's like in just practically in tears. And I said, what's wrong, man? He said, says, I've just been through heck, you know. And he was just explaining that he's going to get kicked out of his apartment, you know, this place he's living, because he couldn't make the rent. And his wife is very concerned. And I've met his wife, too. And she was, you know, she's kind of a homely chick. But she was a, you know, I mean, she very nice, very, you know, wouldn't say much, very introverted. And but anyway, I remembered meeting her, and I said, hey, look, what do you got to have to get this to stay in your place? And he's like, well, you know, if I could just get paid, you know, the rest of it, I, you know, and I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and pay you for the full job. I'm going to trust you. I said, you know, because you've been recommended by Karen, this lefty. I didn't say that. But I said, you know, she likes your work. You know, I should be easy to track you now. I mean, look, I want to help you out. I don't want you on the street. Oh, Mr. Jackson. Oh, my gosh. You know, I can't believe it. Give him the money. I go to the bank, give him the money. Poop. I didn't see that sucker again. Now, see, here's the thing. My conservative side said, no, you got to finish this job. He had done $600 worth, $550 worth of work. But he hadn't done the whole job. And I'm trying to be nice. Now, let me tell you what happened. So, because you ask, what, he just run off? No. He couldn't. His car broke down. And he couldn't show up for like a week. And I'm asking Karen, what happened to your guy? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just linked you guys up. It's not my responsibility. I'm not telling you you got to come do the work. I'm asking where your guy is. He does work for you, right? Yeah. Okay. But she's playing Who Shot John. Well, here's what it turned out. It turned out that the guy couldn't get, he had lost his car or something, and he didn't have the heart to call me to say, Mr. Jackson, I can't get there. I would have gone to pick the fool up. Now, the moral of the story is, when you're dealing with leftists, they don't care. There's not a conservative on the planet that I would have paid his rent or whatever it was, and he got to keep his home, keep mama in it, and that he wouldn't have called me and said, Mr. Jackson, I'd love to be there, but my car broke down. I don't want to let you down after what you did for me. Can you, I hate to ask this, but if you pick me up, I'll get that work done. Because that's what you're going to do. You want to make sure that a person that extends himself to you that way remains a friend. But he didn't. And that's when you know you're dealing with leftists. And you guys know, everybody out there listening, you conservatives are going, that's exactly what I would have done, Kevin. See, we break our own rules, and then we get burnt by it, but we know I can't be mad. I knew what was going to put the potential because of the people I was dealing with. Had it been a conservative that recommended somebody, I would have been like, it's good. It's good because they know the character of this person. Yeah, let me get back to this Democrat message. So the congressional Democrats announced this Better Deal platform, and they were thinking, you know, it's a takeoff of New Deal. It's a takeoff of better, better, better. What was it like? Better jobs, better rent, better pizza, better whatever. And it's all this better stuff. And I've been ridiculing it from day one because it's so long. It's so tedious. It does nothing. And the only thing it's really doing, and I said this earlier the other day, it's trying to steal Trump's message. When Schumer came out and he's talking about, well, you have to understand, we have to, the people, what do you say? He was using a term that Trump has been talking about, like, I forget, you know, fair wages or whatever. But he's stealing a term that Donald Trump uses quite a bit. And he's trying to make it a populist message because they see that as working. Now, the problem with the Democrats is they don't have a populist candidate. They don't have a populist messenger. Every one of them are dyed-in-the-wool leftists. And you don't have to go back very far to go, well, wait a minute, aren't you for, you know, raising the minimum wage, doubling the minimum wage? Aren't you for, you know, free open borders? Aren't you for... So you can easily poke holes in their stuff. So the New York Times editorial board said this. They were referring to the platforms targeting big business monopolies, and they said this. It seems more populist talking point than legislative possibility. The paper also expressed skepticism about whether the Democrats were serious in their proposal or simply planning to use it for midterm elections. Because there's nothing serious about it. They go on. If Democrats believe their ideas will provide middle-class people with better jobs, wages, and futures, said the Times, they should do everything possible to move them through Congress and worry later about who gets the credit. That what they're talking about there is many of the things they're talking about are things that Trump is proposing. Some hardcore Democrats are ridiculing this thing on social media. They say Democrats are right that the U.S. hungers for a more equitable and effective alternative to GOP economics. Obviously, though, they're still working on it. No, they're not. They may still be working on it. The public is not looking at GOP economics or whatever. They're looking at what Trump promised and what he can deliver and what he has been delivering.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So I was on Fox and Friends. It's probably been a month and a half ago, so maybe a month, with Steve Ducey, and we were talking about a situation where a black dude who's a Muslim went out and he killed white people. He intentionally hunted white folks and he killed them. And they said, should it be a terror attack or should it be a hate crime? And I said, and I'm just paraphrasing, but essentially what I said to Ducey was, since when has the left ever given us that choice? You know, I mean, okay, the guy said, I'm going to go out and kill white people. He actually said this. So that makes it racial, but he's a Muslim and he was committing act of terror by yelling Allahu Akbar. So given that as the backdrop, you would think the left would just go, oh no, he was just, he's a killer and, it's just a bad thing, whatever. Because I can tell you, it's easy to say, it's a murder. Murder's a murder. Does it really matter? If it's done in the name of Islam, it's still a murder. If it's done in the name of racism, it's still a murder. So this idea of, is it terror or is it a hate crime? I think it's very funny. It's an interesting concept because it used to just be we would only discuss it as a hate crime. If a white dude, somebody killed somebody gay, or if a white dude killed a black guy and, used the N-word, it was automatic hate crime. Okay? But now, when this Muslim killed this, three white guys, I think it was three white guys at a lunch break or something, yells Allahu Akbar, and I'm going out to kill white people, kill whitey kind of thing, we have to make a choice. And I said it was funny to me that they said, it's not terror. Everybody was reporting it. It's not terror. No, you can't call that terror. No way. And I'm going, it is terror. What are you talking about? It's a terror attack, and it has hate crime, elements to it. And so what I was telling Steve Ducey is, when have we ever been given the choice in a crime like that by the left? They wanted us to pick the hate crime over the terror attack because it was a sign. They were telling you something. In that moment, they were saying to you, black stuff is just so blasé. We don't need to deal with the race part of it. In other words, that's an easy part to deal with because it happens a lot. But the Muslim terror attack, that's on the line. We've got refugee resettlement involved. We've got illegal immigration involved. We've got the religion of peace. We can't allow black nonsense to trump, pardon the pun, what's going on with the narrative of Muslims are peaceful, loving people. So they put it in the category of, it's a hate crime. And they want, it's like, let's give them the hate crime so they'll leave the Muslim thing alone. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because it's so tricky the way these guys operate. And I want you to understand that is the scheme. That's what you have to keep up with. And you should constantly be asking yourself, when something doesn't quite pass the smell test, what's going on? So I use that as an example to tell you what's going on with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is, I don't know whether Donald Trump is just sending a shot over the bow to say to Sessions, look, you got to start getting off your butt and doing your job. He's got an unorthodox way of doing it, but you know what? I don't care. If he wants to tweet out the embattled, or what do you call them, the beleaguered Attorney General, Sessions, so that he will get out and do his job, fine. I have no problem. But what I will tell you is this. You're being tricked, or they're trying to trick you, into believing that Jeff Sessions is more important to the conservative movement than Donald Trump. That's what they want you to believe. And what Donald Trump, and I'm going to tell you, there are people out there, the rhinos and all that, they're waiting to figure out, and I'm going to use, what's his name, Eric Erickson and Jonah Goldberg. Donald Trump, he's reckless. He's thinking about firing Sessions or whatever. I don't care if he fires Sessions. I don't care if he fires Sean Spicer. I don't care if he fires Reince Priebus. What I will tell you is this. I put faith that Donald Trump's motives and his vision for America are legit. And if he's got to get rid of those knuckleheads like Reince Priebus, and if he's got to take down Paul Ryan, I'm 100% in his corner. And I bet most of you are too. But here's what I'll tell you. The left, just like they set this ruse up with the guy that the black dude who was a Muslim that killed these white guys, and they want you to, well, look, let's choose the lesser of the narratives. What I'm telling you is they want to pit Trump against Sessions, and they want you to believe that your people next to you care more about Sessions, your fellow conservatives care more about Sessions than they do Donald Trump. And here's what The Hill had as a title. Breitbart slams Trump for hypocrisy over Sessions attacks. So I read the article, and it was not a slam. Steve Bannon was saying something along the lines that Donald Trump's got to be careful. A lot of people do like Sessions. They like his loyalty to Trump. And as I told you guys, Sessions was an early adopter to Trump. And I give him credit for that. But just because you supported him early doesn't mean you get you can get a seat at the table, but can you keep it? That's the question. Salon, another leftist rag. Breitbart, conservatives are ready to go to the mat for Jeff Sessions and turn on Donald Trump. That was the title. Let me tell you something. Find me somebody who's willing to go to the mat for Sessions over Trump. Find it. Do you know anybody? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I like Jeff Sessions as a person. And even if he were doing his job better, if Trump said it's time for him to go, I'd say go. When Trump let go of Corey Lewandowski, did you freak? I don't know if you were a fan at the time. I didn't care. But when I noticed he was letting people go, I was like, dude, good for you. Trump knows exactly when to bring the right people in. Then he brought in Manafort. And he let go of Manafort. He had Katrina Pearson as a spokesperson. He brought in Kellyanne Conway. Boom. Did you miss any of them? Ask yourself that. What did you do? Were you like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he got rid of Corey Lewandowski? Or, wow, he just brought in Manafort, now he's bringing in Bannon? What's up with that? Oh, he's bringing in Kellyanne instead of Katrina Pearson? Do you miss Katrina Pearson? Katrina's a personal friend of mine, and I will tell you, I don't miss her. Kellyanne Conway became a rock star. She took that campaign in a whole other direction. And you aren't going to miss Sean Spicer. You aren't going to miss whoever leaves next. There's nobody I know who's ready to go to the mat for Sessions. What a nonsense idea. And then they go, this is what they went on to write. Calling out Trump's own hypocrisy, the ultra-conservative Breitbart wrote on Tuesday that Trump's decision to attack his attorney general is likely to fuel concerns from his base, who sees Sessions as the best hope to fulfill Trump's immigration policies. Now, if that is not the biggest crock of drivel, unbelievable. Sessions will fulfill Trump's immigration policy? Is he the only one that can do that? Let me tell you something about life and you know, your own worth in it, folks. Because I learned this lesson myself. You may be a very valuable person to the organization that you serve. And they may very well feel the impact of you leaving. But if it's a well-run organization, you won't be missed very long. Don't misunderstand me. You can be key and you will be missed. And there may be a dip in sales. Things may fall off, whatever. But if you are a well-run company, a well-run organization, and Trump runs companies pretty well, you're not missed very long. There is nobody, repeat, nobody on Trump's administration that cannot be missed. That goes from Mike Pence down to the last person. And he's got stellar folks. I love Mnuchin. Love that guy. I love his EPA guy. I love him. I think these guys are great. I got man crushes on half his staff. Okay? But he can do without all of them because he sets the pace. When I would come into a company and whether I was going to, you know, bring a management team in or whatever, the first thing I did is I level set. It's called level setting. And I said, okay, look, I know Bill is a particular personality. He may be the guy that ran the company before. I understand your philosophy. I understand your culture. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's all changing. And let me introduce you to a few folks, boop, 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 boop. But this is the way things are going to be done from now on. And we're implementing the processes to make that transition easier. You know, if anybody's got a problem with the way things are going to be going, you know, going forward, or going to be happening going forward, just make an appointment. We'll talk about it. If after our talk we still have a problem, we'll help you transition out.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.